Here we go. All right. So we'll go around again, if I may, just to confirm that everybody is comfortable and aware of being recorded.
Yes.
Yes?
I can't see it.
Yep. Jody, and Tony, you said your name was?
Tim.
Tim, sorry, my apologies. You're comfortable being recorded as well?
Yes, sir.
And Jody, you're comfortable
yep.
being recorded? And I'm comfortable being recorded as well. As I said, I don't know the quality of this, but we'll put it there. Hopefully it will pick everybody up.
Okay. They're usually pretty good.
McDermott, M-C, capital D-E-R-M-O-T-T. And it's Jody with an I, J-O-D-I.
Jody. So Jody, Dr. Burton just sent me a memorandum just a little bit ago within the hour, and so that's what this is, rebuttal against the
correct
the complaint. It is addressed to myself and the chancellor. The email that I saw only came directly to me, so for clarification, did you send one to the chancellor?
I did not, because I figured he has you doing the investigation,
yes.
But so that way in the package,
yep.
it's addressed to him.
Okay. So that's why I just wanted to make
yeah.
sure if he was getting a copy of that. So I have not had a chance to read through the whole thing. I was skimming it while my program assistant was trying to print it up. So
okay.
I did note I have one question based upon this. Otherwise, I have a set list of questions that I have developed to try and make things clean and simple. But I have a preface to go through before going into those questions. There aren't that many questions as I got to working on it in the last few days. So I don't know that we'll need the full 2 hours,
okay,
but we have it in case you'd like it.
Got it.
So if I can go through that preface first, presumably we all know each other and we're good to go. Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So this meeting is to discuss the complaint submitted by Dean Troop to the Chancellor on January 5th, 2015, regarding Dr. Sabina Burton. I've been instructed by the Chancellor to fact find and to verify claims. I'll be making no recommendations regarding any action to be taken. I've also been instructed to keep the scope of this and other conversations limited to the matters raised in the complaint. Dr. Jody McDermott, Assistant Dean of BILSA, is here to help record these conversations so I can have the conversation in those. The organization of the questions I have is as follows. I have a few questions about the authenticity and provenance of the documents provided as exhibits, and then a question about the letter of direction from Dean Troop dated October 28th. And then by header within the complaint, I have some questions, and then finally some concluding general questions. So that's the structure of them. I would note that after interviewing Dean Troop regarding this complaint, that she has struck the phrase in her complaint regarding violations of the employee handbook. So I will therefore not be asking any questions regarding that portion of the complaint. Any questions or concerns before proceeding?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. So I have a copy of all of the documents. I have one other one to show later on, so we have those if we need to. But are there any documents used as exhibits within the complaint that are not authentic from your perspective?
No, she did. There were no documents attached to the complaint that I got.
So you received this memorandum?
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
This is what I received.
And you did not receive the exhibits?
I did not receive the exhibit.
Okay, I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So these were the exhibits that were submitted.
Can I keep those? Or?
I believe so.
Okay.
I can't see why
yeah.
not.
Okay.
I'm a little caught off guard that you hadn't seen any
yeah,
of them.
No,
so
I only received the
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are emails and the things that the dean submitted as exhibits to substantiate her complaint. And they're noted within the complaint, exhibit A, B, C, D, as noted on the top right-hand side. So obviously you're not in a position to answer the question having not had a chance to see them before.
Mm-hmm.
My questions were along, is there anything that looks not accurate, or that you question that it came from, where it came from, the provenance of the document.
So far, not. I got a 10 minutes. I'm not gonna
yep.
review.
Some
minutes, department members. Not sure whether I ever seen that.
I've got a quick question for Sabina. Can we step out for just a second?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can you send me this electronically?
You did it all by hand last week, didn't you?
I did, because it wasn't that much, but there's a lot of room here, so.
Actually, this one was shorter. To be honest with you, I was struggling to, yeah, it's just shorter. Yeah. Well, I should say it is shorter than Dean Troop's.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I can send electronically to make your life easier.
Sure. I'll just type in the responses.
Yep.
When I got the letter from the dean, it was only the letter.
Okay.
The exhibits, I received exhibits, and especially these exhibits provided here as part of the interrogatories. So I had a chance to see them, but just not when the complaint was originally issued.
Okay. So you have had a chance to see these documents, just not in the context of receiving this.
And that's why I first had to kind of make sure what they were.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you, and I realize this is the first time you've seen them in this context, mm-hmm. but are you comfortable that they're authentic, or maybe that's not the right way to ask it? I'm just trying to...
Yeah, it didn't see anything that stuck out that was, you know, it's something that I did not write, so it seems all be accurate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the provenance or the source of those is all accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let me just take a few quick notes here. And you said you received them as part of, and I forgot the word that you had used.
Interrogatories. So I'm reviewing a lot of documents lately, so I just do not recall that they were attached. The only thing that I opened when I got the complaint was really just the complaint itself. I do not recall at all seeing any documents.
Okay, great. Then I will move on to the letter of direction, and there is a copy of it in there. It's the Exhibit B.
Okay.
It is Exhibit A. In your email on November 12th, which is Exhibit B, mm-hmm. Responding to Dean Troop's letter of direction, you communicated that you had filed a grievance against her.
Correct.
My question was, did you do so?
Yes.
And if so, with what body?
With the grievance committee.
And on what date? The original email's in there. And actually, having read this here, I think you actually answered that question.
Yeah, I would just guess, so I would have to look that up again. But I did not write that before I wrote it
after. The last paragraph there, I think, is November 12th was when you sent the email. November 13th was when you submitted.
I think I already sent it in. I was sent to somebody else there. So let's see.
It says you sent it to Dr. Bala.
This is... that was the memorandum. Let's see. Oh, you said that. Yeah, it said to Bala. I think I sent him then on the next day.
Yeah.
I sent him the CD, but I got a response from him before that. And I just said, like, I would submit a CD, and that was probably the 13th.
Okay, and that's what I'm seeing right here.
Yes. Yeah. That was not given the same day as I filed the grievance. So that was given,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you did file a grievance.
Yeah.
And within that time.
And
period.
I said I would, yeah.
Okay.
So I filed the grievance before I contacted Dean Troop.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I put the CD, I put it in the mail, I think the same day, but he received it and probably the next day. I got a confirmation on Friday. I believe it was a Friday
okay.
that he got it.
And the CD was in support of the grievance that you had previously sent?
Correct. I had audio files on it too, and that was the only way of submitting them. That's why I did not by email.
And do you know what the disposition of that grievance is now?
Well, I was supposed to get a hearing scheduled first thing in September, and I've never been contacted.
So this September?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised to hear from you first.
Okay. And who had communicated to you that it would be scheduled in September?
Mary Rose Williams. She was the convener. She identified herself, I believe, as the convener of the grievance committee.
Okay. So she communicated to you that she would schedule something, or something would be scheduled in September?
First week, September.
Okay.
That's what her email said.
And then you've not heard back from her since?
No.
Okay.
I responded to her email that was sent in late April, and I just informed her that I was back at work. But I guess because in case they wanted to have it earlier, I was ready to do that. But I informed her I was cleared back for work.
Okay. What's the name of the convener again?
Mary Rose Williams.
Thanks.
Media Department, Media Service.
Yeah. So you had communicated to her in April or May that you were back to work?
Yeah.
And then she had responded saying that?
She sent me an email first. I believe it was in late April.
Okay.
And I still have that email that they decided, because it was kind of late in the semester and with the summer coming up, that they decided to schedule my hearing in fall, and they would contact me during the first week of September.
And you've not been contacted?
No.
Okay, and have you contacted her?
Not outside of that email. I mean, that was my okay, and that I was available.
Gotcha, thank you. Okay, so that's really in limbo right now?
Correct.
Okay. Additionally, you wrote a rebuttal to the letter of direction. It's Exhibit I in that. It's this one right there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. What I don't have is, where was that rebuttal submitted, or how was that submitted? I only have that exhibit.
That was submitted to the grievance committee at that time.
Was that part of the grievance?
I've never had a grievance hearing, so I've been waiting for a while on that. So I was supposed to get it, and then it was delayed several times. One time, Dr. Balachandran said he would delay it for my convenience, and told him that I do not want it, and I don't need a delay.
Yeah.
And that was part of that. It was just similar to what document for the grievance committee, for the grievance body.
Okay. Okay.
So it was probably submitted in November, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was part of that November 13th grievance.
Yeah.
That's correct. And it was part of that. It was not the entire thing.
No, there were exhibits too, and they were actually then submitted to Dr. Balachandran, and he said he would make copies and distribute them to the grievance committee members.
Okay.
Well, he said he did distribute them. I have an email where he said he did distribute them.
Okay. My next question is Exhibit I only includes your rebuttal. Are there additional pages or documents that should accompany that rebuttal?
No. Let's see.
I assume that your question excludes the documents that Sabina submitted as part of the grievance.
It's up to her. I don't have access to those.
The only documents that are submitted into grievance committee were all on the CD.
Okay.
So to read.
Okay.
So part of this did not have anything attached to it. So I didn't print anything out or.
Okay.
So everything was in electronic form.
Sure. What I'm trying to be thorough about is, what's the context? That document was provided as an exhibit in Dean Troop's complaint, but is it in isolate, has it been cut off from things that put it into context? Are there other documents that should go along with it? Are there additional pages to that that aren't there?
They're not there... additional pages, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there aren't any other documents that should go along with it? Because it was your rebuttal that you wrote.
It was my rebuttal, yeah. And the exhibits and stuff like this, this is kind of what was then submitted on the CD. So because I had so many, and there were exhibits, were audio recordings, and it did, you know, I could not submit them in any other way. So they had to be on a CD-ROM.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the document submitted to the grievance committee.
And I guess I'll follow up then. Are there any of those documents that you would wish or want me to take into consideration?
Yes.
Or to be knowledgeable about?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get those? How soon can I get those?
With kind of what's going on at school, I would say maybe a month. That would probably take me about a month.
To get those?
I mean, the copy, the CD-ROM, wouldn't be difficult to get. Get you an extra copy of that.
Okay.
And then I got a review of whether anything else would pertain to it.
Well, I'm just looking for what was somehow Dean Troop got this.
Okay.
So
I think what the grievance committee did is the same that they did when I had a grievance against Kaywood, that they submitted the rebuttal to her and let her know what my position was.
Okay.
And I was okay. I did not have a problem with that.
And when you submitted this as part of your complaint, were there other documents as part of that that I should be having as I look
certainly
at this?
Certainly the CD-ROM should be included.
Okay.
You should have that.
So I'm not looking to expand it to new documents. I'm just looking for which of those documents should I be looking
everything
at.
Everything that's on a CD-ROM, and I can make you another copy of that.
Okay, please. So you will get that CD-ROM to me?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do you have a time frame in mind?
I could do it by next week. I mean, I'm leaving for a conference with students on tomorrow, so.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I tried to get it done by Monday, so I have it early.
That would be great. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to the next header within Dean Troop's complaint, the refusal to recuse from the Department of Criminal Justice Search Committee. If you look at those exhibits, there appears to be a series of email exchanges from December 5th to December 9th regarding your membership on the search committee for a new chair. Those are exhibits C through E.
Okay. Yeah, okay, got it.
There was an email exchange that included the three of you, Dr. Tim Zauke, Dean Troop, and yourself, after having presumably it indicates in those emails that you had a three-person conversation.
Yes, correct.
And then Exhibit E is an email dated December 9th, is the last of these emails from you to Dean Troop.
Okay.
On December, that's the last email that you had sent to Dean Troop. You had also sent an email, I think it's exhibit
December 9th or 8th? I only see 8th here, so. There's one here, December 9th. Yeah, got it.
Yep, email, exhibit 8, email dated December 9th.
That was from her to me. Did I respond to that? I gotta check first. I see hers dated December 9th. This is the first one. Sorry, I just went backwards. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then on December 10th, Dean Troop emailed you, removing you from the search committee. Did you comply with that email?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what was your involvement with the search for a new chair of the CJ department after that?
Zero.
Okay. Not involved in interviews or public presentations or forums or anything?
I did not even go to the presentations of the candidates.
Okay. Going to move on to the next heading. Dr. Soler's direction. This is the heading within the complaint.
Okay.
In the complaint, Dean Troop claims that you refused to apologize to Dr. Soler after being directed to do so by her letter of direction.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Also, this is repeated language, but in the complaint, Dean Troop claims that you refused to remove yourself from his evaluation after being directed to do so by her letter of direction. Is it correct that you had not removed yourself from his evaluation by that point, meaning January 5th?
I actually did not do an evaluation of Dr. Soler, but at that time I looked up my my responsibilities as a senior faculty member, and it says states there that I that senior faculty are supposed to evaluate junior faculty because there was a discrepancy between what she ordered me to do and what my tasks were.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to clarify that, but I did not evaluate Dr.
Okay.
Soler.
Okay. So, and when you, and I'm not sure of the evaluation process as is within CJ, so when you talk about evaluate, you mean going to his classroom and observing class?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, give feedback. We there's a peer evaluation section that has to mm-hmm. be filled out.
And then were you still on the DRB at that point in time?
I was a member of the CRST.
CRST, so the college?
Correct. Okay.
And in that context, were you involved with Dr. Soler's evaluation at all?
Yes.
Yes, and can you explain that a little bit or speak to that?
Let's see, he was, from what I recall, members of the CRST commented that Dr. Sula's scholarly activities looked very weak. I actually advocated on his behalf that because of the understaffing in our department, it was very difficult to make time for scholarly work. Tried to explain the situation. Again, in these processes, putting personal feelings aside, I want to be objective and fair.
Okay.
And that's what I did with him. Mm-hmm. So actually ended up being an advocate for Dr. Soler on the CRST, explaining why his performance was weak in scholarly work.
Okay.
And I was accepted by the CRST, his explanation.
Okay.
So he was not given to my knowledge, we did not issue an order to work, to improve his scholarly work.
So all of that was prior to or between the October 28th letter of direction and the January 5th, or maybe some of that CRST was post-January 5th.
It was his second year evaluation, if I remember correctly, so
yep.
He was evaluated twice, and
yep.
I was in the CRST in, I believe it was October,
okay.
late October when the hearing, or mid-October when CRST.
Okay. So that had occurred prior to her letter of direction as well, likely.
I would have to go back to see when it was scheduled, so
yeah.
Sorry, I'm not aware of that.
No, that's fine. And then since January 5th, have you apologized to Dr. Soler?
No.
Okay. And since January 5th, have you participated in any discussions or evaluations, DOB or otherwise, of Dr. Soler?
No.
Not since, okay. Excuse me. On the next heading, solving problems on the most local level. Did you file a complaint or grievance against Deb Rice between October 28th and January 5th?
No.
Okay. Had you filed a grievance or complaint against Deb Rice prior to that?
No. I asked John Norman, the HR director, how to proceed in that, and then mentioned what occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would talk to her.
Okay.
And he did an investigation himself, and he just called her in, and she did not deny saying these things. And
okay.
She was unwilling to apologize.
Which is leading to my question. Okay, so you had not filed a complaint or grievance with HR. You had gone to speak with HR.
I asked for advice.
Asked
yeah.
for advice.
Yeah. And,
okay. And then upon that conversation, John Lohman, who was the interim director, spoke with Deb Rice.
Correct.
And then you have not heard from back from her since, presumably.
Correct.
Okay. Do you remember, and this is a lot to ask, what was the date of your conversation with John Lohman, or a time range?
I would say it was probably November, late November, I would guess. That was my best recollection. I know he was very busy during that time. I asked a follow-up in December. I believe he talked to her in December, okay. If I remember correctly.
Okay. And then in the complaint that Dean Troop files, this is, did you try any informal means to work out the problem about which you filed? Well, you didn't file a grievance, is what you're saying. Did you try any informal means prior to advising or asking for advice from John Lohman?
Well, I tried it at one point and I was cast out, so I thought it would be better for the department climate not to talk to her personally.
Okay. You said you tried one time?
Yeah, that had to do with the German delegation visit. Mm-hmm. I called her up and thanked her and basically said, I'm sorry that you have to jump in for this, and wanted to thank her for helping out, and she became very irate and aggressive with me. So based on that experience, I thought it wouldn't be wise to bring up this problem with her personally.
Okay. Since we're on this topic, I'm going to go to, I didn't get all the way through this, so, but I did get to, somewhere in here you said, was ordered to apologize. I'm looking at your rebuttal, solving problems at the most local level, and you say that she was directed to apologize but has not done so.
Correct.
Who was she directed to apologize by?
By John Lohman. He said that she was unwilling to do that, so she was. And there was a follow-up email later in spring, I believe, where he informed me that they decided to go forward with, I guess, filing a complaint as the chancellor against Deb Rice. I don't know what happened to that, based on her unwillingness to apologize.
You filed a complaint then, or you did not?
No, that was John Lohman said, and I still have the email, and he said he sat down with Dean Troop and with Dr. Dalecki, and they all agreed that it had to be pushed forward.
Okay. Could you send me a copy of that email?
I'd be happy to.
Please. Okay. So this question might have been subsumed by your providing this earlier in the day, but the question is, it's the last question. Okay. So without broadening the scope of things too much, because I understand there's a lot of things going along, are there any other documents or pages or anything else that I should be aware of? Or is that pretty well subsumed within your rebuttal? Or
the rebuttal and the CD, I believe, are pretty extensive. I can't give you a 100% that I can come up with anything else that would be helpful, but yeah. Okay.
What deadline would you want to set?
Well, if we've got the CD-ROM coming next week, today's Wednesday, so how about is next week Wednesday reasonable?
This would be if you have any other information that you or documentation that you want to provide that would not be on the CD-ROM.
I would have to go over the CD-ROM again and then can evaluate, and the earliest I can do that is this weekend, so
okay.
I'll do that.
Is that reasonable?
Yeah, I can make that work.
Okay. And please keep in mind, I'm trying to not let the scope get too broad because I understand there are other issues going on.
Got it. I'll be focused on the complaint itself.
Yeah. So that's all of my questions. That's the document that I have. You're welcome. I was not aware that you hadn't received those.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I can't that they were not attached to it. I don't remember seeing them, mm-hmm. but I can't swear by it. So,
sure.
But if I can have them, that yep. would be great. And yep. I know, and I keep them together in the complaint section.
Sure, sure. That's a fair copy.
Okay.
We have this. So then I will wait to hear from you by next Wednesday. And I understand you're going to a conference, okay. so if that needs to get delayed, please just let me know.
I will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then I'm waiting for a copy of that email as well as the CD-ROM. Okay.
Got it.
Great. That's all I have.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Joey, nice meeting you. Even though I called you Julie, I think it was the first
time. Oh, that's
okay. I called you Tony, so apologize.
Yeah.
And do you want to keep? You can keep this file folder.
Okay.
That makes your life
you.
Easier. Yeah. You're welcome.
Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you for coming in. I will. I will figure out how to get these and email them to you.
Okay, great.
Okay?
If you have any questions, okay. My husband's really good with electronic stuff.
So. Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got the directions and
okay,
so
good.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn this off now.